Well, good morning. How are you today? Look good. Well, I feel young and energetic. Well, because I went to the spent some time with our English youth this morning, and we share about what we like at school. Okay, yeah. So some of us share that. Some of us like music, and I share to them, and they would know by now that I like physics. Ooh, physics! But I'm not alone. Some other youths, they also like physics at school. Okay, of course, some said they hate physics. Okay, well, another subject that I like when I was at school was computer. Okay, there was computer classes that time. Some of you may know that I'm a computer geek myself. And I've been building desktop computers for myself and my and the company I used to work for many years ago. Just a question for you. Who is using Windows 10? Okay, some of you are still using Windows 10. Then I have a big piece of news for you. Okay, Windows 10 is officially reaching the end of life in October 14, 1.5 months from now. Okay, do you know what that means? That means there will be no further updates. And if you continue to use Windows 10 and you have access to internet from your Windows 10 PC, you run the risk of opening up your precious data, including your bank account access, to hackers. Okay? So how to avoid your PC being hacked or getting some viruses which has been protected until now? Okay, do you know the answer? Yeah. Updated to Windows 11, okay? Yeah. And of course, being a geek, I have gone through this cycle of Windows end of life many times, okay, over the years. And I've done countless Windows system updates. And actually, I enjoy seeing those upgrades, you know, from Windows 2000 to Windows XP, and then Windows XP to Windows whatever. Yeah, I enjoy seeing those upgrades that actually breathe new life into my PC, and the satisfaction that my PC can continue to do the good works that I want to accomplish on it. And do you know what? We also were born with an outdated system ourselves. We are prone to spiritual bugs, viruses, and spiritual hackers. And for those of us who have believed in Jesus, do you know what? Here's a big piece of news for you. We have already received a system upgrade through Jesus Christ. Amen? Amen. Yeah. Why would we need a system upgrade? I mean, in our life, was it not good enough when God created the first human, Adam? Well, let's go back to Genesis 1 and see God's purpose in the creation. Okay. Well, for our regular members, you have probably remember this is the third time, okay, third time I refer to Genesis 1, okay, since June this year. The first time was on the theme of God being our good and beautiful Heavenly Father, right? Our God is our Heavenly Father who cared for us. And the second time was in July, on the theme of God being the good and beautiful creator who made the creation good and beautiful, that we can enjoy and appreciate the goodness and beauty of God through the nature and works of art. And today we are going to go back to Genesis again with the focus on us, human beings. That's God created us with the intention for good works. So let's go to Genesis 1. Well, let's read together. In the beginning, God created the heavens and the earth. The earth was without form and void, and darkness was over the face of the deep. And the Spirit of God was hovering over the face of the waters. And God said, "Let there be light," and there was light. And God saw that the light was good, and God separated the light from the darkness. Let's be reminded again, okay? Well, you see, first day God created light, and then God saw the light was good. And then second day, God created something. Third day, God created something. And throughout the 6 days, each day, God created something, and then he saw it was good. Okay, let's remember that. And when we get to the sixth day, let's read. Then God said, "Let us make man in our image, after our likeness, and let them have dominion over the fish of the water, and over the heavens, and over the livestock, and over all the earth, and over every creeping thing that creeps on earth." So God created animals and human on the sixth day. And so, let's read. So God created man in his own image. In the image of God, he created them. Male and female, he created them. And God blessed them, and God said to them, "Be fruitful and multiply and fill the earth and subdue it, and have dominion over the fish of the sea and over the birds in the sky and over every living creature that moves on the ground." So here we notice God created mankind in his own image, and notice it's male and female. So male and female, we are both the image of God. Okay, and well, here's something news. Here's a big news for the modern thinking. Okay, people nowadays, they say, okay, yes, yeah, sex, well, I mean, gender. Gender is a spectrum. So you get all those, do you know how many genders there are? If you go on Facebook and you set up your own profile and you can select, yeah, something like up to 70 or something like that. Yeah, so, yeah, nowadays, the psychologists, they say, okay, yeah, they're half male, half female, or sometimes male, sometimes female, or undefined, or fluid, bisexual, or whatever name they give, okay? That's unbiblical, okay? That's against the original design of God, to have all those so-called in-between, okay? God made human beings in his own image, and female and male, okay? So, now, God made human in his own image, and then he provide for us, okay, food to eat, and not only for us, and for all the animals. So God took good care of his creation. And of course, at the end of the 6 days, and God saw it was very good. Everything that he created was very good. God was satisfied in seeing the goodness and beauty of the creation he created. Just like an artist finishing a painting. Any artist here? Yeah, I know some of you like painting and drawing, right? When you finish a painting or doing a sculpture or something artistic, you are satisfied, right? And remember what it meant to be good. Do you remember? What's good in Hebrew? Tof. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Good. You remember. Yeah, that's the word, tof. Okay. And remember in Hebrew, the word good. Okay. It means it points to something very satisfying, enjoyable, that brings happiness. Okay. And when God said, very good. Okay, very good. What does very good mean? It means satisfaction, pleasing, and beauty to the highest degree. It's not just okay la, acceptable, whoa, okay. Not that. It's great. It's awesome, okay? Yeah. So, does that include human beings? Very good. Yes. That means human being as God's image, imago Dei, that's the Latin word, was very good in God's sight. Okay. And as God's image, we have in us the characteristics of God to a certain extent. Okay. Such as intellect, morality, regency, and stewardship. We are able to build a community, and we have creativity in us. And then the Bible tells us God rests after finishing his work of creation. But the, you know what? Did the world stop? Did the earth stop rotating when God rests? No, the world keeps on, okay? And God created human to be his image in order to continue his good works in creation. Humankind inherited from God all these qualities, all that is needed to this, do this job of taking care of the world. Remember, God said, make man in his own image for taking care of the earth. Let them have dominion over the fish and the birds and the livestock and all the earth. Okay, so we have this duty. Okay, and well, indeed, when we put together the effort, you can see all the good works, right? Okay. And of course, in Genesis chapter 2, we see that the Lord God took the man, the name is Adam, okay, the first man, Adam, and put him in the Garden of Eden to work and keep it. So, well, actually, the zoological and botanical gardens of Hong Kong made it to the top 10 list in the world as one of the most beautiful gardens. Okay, did anyone visited it? Yeah, 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 it's quite good, yeah. Okay. And then we see, sometimes we see on Facebook the pictures of animals and humans get together well, right? Yeah, that's a nice picture. No, not AI. Those are real. Yeah. Okay, I will show you some AI picture later. But not now. Not this one. These are real, okay? Well, actually, yeah, this is an AI picture, okay? All right. Anyway, yeah, the creation itself tells us that about the goodness and beauty of the Creator. And we were created for the purpose of doing good works, of taking care of this world God entrusted to us. Okay? So, to summarize, the creation was good in every way originally because God said it was very good, right? And human as the image of God inherited his goodness and sense of beauty. Okay, and human, that means each one of us, we were created to do good works for God, That's the original design of our system. All right? To manage the world with intelligence, goodness, and creativity, so that the whole creation can reflect the glory of God. That's the point. Okay. So if we were created to do good works for God originally, why is the world in such a mess today? Well, Raymond just mentioned there was this Minnesota shooting. Yeah, why is the world in such a mess today? Even the scientists warn of worldwide destruction because we have damaged the world so much, so badly. Well, that's because human beings became cadaverous to good works. Okay, what's the word mean? Cadaverous. That means like zombie. We became spiritual zombies. Get the picture in your minds. What do zombies look like? Horrible, right? Spiritual zombies, walking corpse. Instead of being constructive, more often we are being destructive. And even when we have good intentions, we ended up doing damages. So how did we get to that state? Let's look at, okay, that's AI picture. Genesis 2 and 3. Okay. Well, let's read together. And the Lord God commanded the man, saying, "You may surely eat of every tree of the garden, but of the tree of the knowledge of good and evil you shall not eat. For in the day that you eat of it, you shall surely die." Well, we notice here there are two emphases. Surely eat and surely die, right? Both are part of the original command that God gave to Adam. And, well, in Hebrew, the emphasis is by simply repeating the same verb. So, just like baby talking, right? Eat, eat. And die, die. That means surely eat and surely die, okay? So, to paraphrase, okay, God was saying to Adam, go, get a taste of all the trees. I mean, all the different kinds of fruits from all the trees. Enjoy and no need to hold back. Okay, that's the command for surely eat. Eat, eat, okay. But there's one exception. There's one exception. Okay, there's one tree in the thousands of trees that you shall not eat its fruit, or you will certainly die when you eat that fruit. Okay? That's not too much to ask for, right? Only one tree amongst the thousands. Yeah? Well, some people may ask the question, have you asked this question before? Why did God put that tree in the garden? Was he setting up a trap for Adam? Okay. Do you have this question? Yeah. Well, the Bible did not give an explanation. Well, but we know from what the Bible say. Okay, originally everything was very good. Okay, and is it good to have the knowledge of good and evil? Yeah, it's good. The knowledge of good and evil is good in itself. Well, my conviction is that it has something to do with timing. Okay? Well, remember, Adam was just born. God just created Adam. He was too young, okay? And I think it was not right for Adam to eat of that fruit at that time. But when the time comes, God would let him have the fruit. But it was not the time, okay? Just like we don't give small children, 3 or 4 years old, our wine to drink, right? That would damage their health. But when we are grown up, then what? Yeah, have some wine, no problem. Because by that time, we will not be harmed by the alcohol and even get some benefit from drinking the red wine. Okay. Well, the Bible did not say. So one day when we go to heaven and see our Lord, we may ask this question. Okay. But anyway, that's my explanation. But of course, Adam did not wait. It was almost within a day that he was given this command. He ate that forbidden fruit because of Satan's enticement. Satan appeared as a serpent, and he said to Adam, let's read together, "For God knows that when you eat of it, your eyes will be open, and you will be like God, knowing good and evil." So when the woman saw the tree was good for food, and that it was a delight to their eyes, and that the tree was to be desired to make one wise, she took of its fruit and ate, and she also gave some to her husband, who was with her, and he ate. Now, do you notice what was the main reason for Adam and Eve eating that fruit? Well, it's not a durian, okay? If that was a durian, I would... Okay. Well, yeah, the Bible said it was good looking, right? And it certainly looked like it's tasty. But the main reason, what was it? Yeah, to be like God. Isn't it true for humankind today? Well, human wants to control everything, wants to play God, right? For our young brothers and sisters, there are many manga. Okay, anyone read manga? Okay, the Japanese comics. Okay, a lot of the mangas, they have the theme of human wanting their own way and go against God and want to replace God. And in the Western philosophy, there are many Western philosophies that people want to replace God. They say God is dead, and human, we are now time to stand up and take our place. Okay. That's the mentality of the world today, of the secular world. The people want to be God themselves, although they don't say, okay, yeah, come and worship me. But they want to take control of everything. And in a smaller scale, there are a lot of hardworking, good people that they are praying God in some way as well. They never admit they need the help of others. They just keep pushing on, even if it's over their own ability. And they think it's not good to bother the others. We see that a lot at church. Usually some parents refusing all kinds of assistance, even when they are physically at risk. And that actually makes it even harder for the children to care for them, right? Not admitting our own weaknesses is a kind of playing God. And in this process, we define for ourselves what's good and what's evil. Where's that picture? Oh, I got it swapped around. Okay, we redefine for ourselves what's good and what's evil. At that point, okay, it's like our system has been infected by viruses hijacked by spiritual hackers, Satan. And our system is not working like it was supposed to be and doing all kind of strange things, causing a lot of damages. Well, have you ever done something stupid? And then afterward, you think of it and think, why did I do that? I'm the first one to raise my hand. I've done that, okay? Especially when I was young, okay? There was something absolutely stupid, and I did, okay? And to think back, I would think, why did I do such things, okay? And it was not good to myself, and it was not good to other people. Anyway, well, because sin has distorted, okay, can we have the PowerPoint? Sin has distorted human sense of what is good and beautiful, okay? So, for example, people fight for abortion. Actually, abortion is kind of murder. Okay, murdering the unborn baby, okay? But people say it's good because they want their freedom. They want to do what they want to do, and they want to play God themselves, okay? And also, for example, the Hong Kong government, it has recently been doing a lot of propaganda against the drug atomidate. Do you know what's atomidate? Otherwise known as space oil. Okay, but despite such propagandas and effort, there are still people falling for it. Why? Well, because they don't believe what the government says. It's like there's a voice saying in their ears, you will not surely die, like the serpent said to Adam and Eve. Well, take some space oil, you will be floating in heaven and be amongst the celestial beings. Okay? And people just buy into those kind of lies. And also, why did people want abortion? Because people want unrestrained sex. It's so commonplace among in our society. And even the media, okay? The media is everywhere trying to brainwash people from young age that it is good to have sex as early as possible. And also those games, a lot of mobile games, they have those female characters, all very dressed in a sexy way, okay? Okay, and people think this is called with freedom, and people think this is a good thing. But actually, it's evil in God's sight. According to the Bible, legitimate sex is only within the framework of marriage in God's original design. And our young people know this well, okay? Yeah. Legitimate sex is within the framework of marriage in God's original design. And back to Adam, of course, God meant what he said. And what happened to Adam? Adam died. Thus, all the days that Adam Adam lived were 930 years, and he died. Well, some people may think, that's a fantasy. How can a person live to 930 years old? Right? and therefore some people dismiss Bible as a myth. But hear what the technologist said just recently. Humans could live for 1,000 years by the year 2050. Hey, do you look forward to that? Ushering in the dawn of practical immortality. Well, some of those are really smart engineers and scientists. Bioscientists, they believe they found evidence of genes that promote aging. And by genetic control, aging can be stopped, like flipping a switch in our genes. And that's called a Benjamin Button. If you are interested, you can look it up on the internet. Benjamin Button. In God's original design, actually, humans could live on indefinitely. And it's not a fantasy or myth. But somehow, by eating the fruit, well, actually, choosing to go our own way, Adam, death came into the world. And like in Romans 5:12, it says, therefore, just as sin came into the world through one man, and death through sin, and so death spread to all men, because all sinned. Right? So sad. And so, this way, human became cadaverous to good work, because Adam and Eve, they had the desire to be God-like, to replace God by themselves, and that became part of our nature. And humans are born spirit dead because of Adam's sin. And spirit dead humans have a distorted sense of goodness because we all want to play God. And spirit dead humans have a sinful nature that defaults us to do works contrary to God's original design of goodness. And also we are trapped in this world, this fallen world, that even when we want to do good things, sometimes we cannot do. Why? Well, I always use this example. Have you seen this kind of beggars on the street? Yeah, okay. Well, it's a well-known fact that criminal gangs, they cripple children in the mainland and force them to work as beggar on the street. So what happened if you think, oh, this beggar is so poor, I should give him some money. Where does the money go to? The criminal gangs, right? You are not helping the beggar by giving the money. Actually, it encourages the criminal gangs to do more of this type of things. And so, you don't give money. But then in your heart, you think, I really should help that poor guy. But there's nothing you can do, right? So we are trapped in this state where even if we want to do good, we cannot. And as the Bible say, to him who, well, let's read together. Therefore, to him who knows to do good and does not do it, to him it is sin. Okay. So there are intentional sins and also unintentional sins. Every one of us, no exception. And so as a result, just as the Bible said in Hebrews 9:27, it is appointed for man to die once, and after that comes judgment. There is no reincarnation. I repeat, there's no reincarnation. I know nowadays in the Japanese manga and those comics, reincarnation, especially into another world, is a big theme, but there's no such thing. We die once, and after that comes judgment. That's what the Bible says. And of course, Adam died at 930 years old, but actually he was spirit dead at the time he ate that forbidden fruit. And so, because humans, well, oh, I pressed the wrong button. Okay, because humans are cadaverous to good works, God needed to recreate, okay, recreate, not recreate. recreate, that means to entertain, right? God does not entertain us, but he recreated us. So we may reclaim the right perspective of good and evil. How many of you, after believing in Jesus, after you read the Bible, now you are more clear of what is good and what is not good? Yeah, because you have been recreated in Christ to know, to truly know what is good and what is evil. Okay, recreate means to make something that has been created, to make it completely new again, to give a new life. And that's exactly what God has done for those who follow Jesus. So we have read part of Ephesians chapter 2, and you were dead in the trespasses and sins in which you once walked. Let's read together. Following the course of this world, following the prince of the power of the air, that means Satan, the spirit that is now at work in the sons of disobedience, among whom we all once lived in the passion of our flesh, carrying out the desires of the body and the mind, and were by nature children of wrath, like the rest of mankind. But God, being rich in mercy, because of the great love with which he loved us, even when we were dead in our trespasses, made us alive together with Christ. By grace you have been saved, and raised us up with him, seated with him in the heavenly places in Christ Jesus, so that in the coming ages he might show the immeasurable riches of his grace in kindness toward us in Christ Jesus. For by grace you have been saved through faith, and this is not your own doing, it is the gift of God, not a result of works, so that no one may boast. Okay. And here is the key point. For we are his workmanship, created in Christ Jesus for good works, which God prepared beforehand that we should walk in them. Now notice here, Paul used the words workmanship and create. The word create was the same Greek word Jesus used in Matthew 19, when Jesus talked about God creating human in the beginning. The same verb Paul used in Colossians 1 to refer to all of God's creation. So it's not just simply God giving us a new life. He is making us a new creation. Okay? It's like 2 Corinthians says, if anyone is in Christ, we are a new creation. Creation is this new creation in us is as significant as when God created the world. Isn't that amazing? Amen? Yeah, so in believing and following Jesus, we receive a system upgrade. Okay, our system has been upgraded. And as such, through Christ, we have become a masterpiece. Okay, workmanship or masterpiece. The word is actually simply means pointing to something which is made. But God's work is always wonderful. Okay, so this same word is translated masterpiece in the NLT translation. And I think that's a very good rendering of the meaning. Okay. And we have been recreated to be a masterpiece in Christ for a purpose. Okay. Well, Pastor Yap would love that. Hinner subjunctive. That's a Greek grammar. That means purpose. For we are his workmanship, created in Christ Jesus for good works. That's the purpose, which God prepared beforehand that we should walk in them. Here the Greek verb is not poieo, to do. Okay, it's the verb walk. So what's the difference between doing good works and walking in good works? Well, that means we don't just focus on what we need to do. Okay, we don't just do certain good works. Rather, we should live our lives in the good works of God. So what are good works? At the mention of good works, we would immediately think of works of charity, right? Visiting the homeless and helping the needy. But let's once again look at what it meant by the word good. Okay, good is highest standard of quality, satisfying, something beautiful, something worthy of merit. So good work is not only about doing charitable deeds. Of course, we should do those deeds. But in every facet of life, we have the purpose to glorify God through our lives. Okay? Just by doing your work well. Okay, who is working a job? Okay, yeah. Just by doing your job well, you are doing a good work, witnessing for God. So good works encompass a much larger domain than just works of charity. It's a return to God's original purpose of the creation. And what's the original purpose again? To glorify God through everything that is good and beautiful. Well, it's hard for people to see God directly, but people usually see God through his image. Who is the image of God? Us. And in particular, those of us who have believed in Jesus. Because Jesus was called the perfect image of God. And we all follow Jesus. So we learn to be this perfect image of God. And people see God through our lives, supposedly. And so, that's the purpose of God recreated us in the image of Christ, so we may glorify him in our lives. And that's actually a restoration of humanity's purpose in the creation. Spiritual dead humans cannot carry out the good works that God intended. So that's why God had to remake us to be new creation in Christ. And Christ is our role model, how to be the perfect image of God in order to do good works. Okay, so the conclusion is simple, right? So God originally created humankind for good works. But humankind wanted to be God themselves and thus became cadaverous to good works. And that's why through Jesus, God created, recreated those who follow Jesus as a new creation for good works. And there's one more point for application. Actually, we need to train our spiritual muscles to carry out the good works. Why? Because we have received a software upgrade in the system, but our hardware, the physical body, is still the same old hardware. Well, you know what? I might upgrade my Windows system to the latest, but the old computer hardware quite often is struggled to keep up with the new system, and it will still sometimes do strange things. Okay, not all the good works I want to do with the computer. So that's the same for us. Yeah, too slow. we still have this fleshly desires in us. Well, wait until the day we also get the hardware upgrade in the resurrection of our body. Then we will have the matching hardware with the perfect software to do all the good works. But until that day, let's exercise our spiritual muscle. Now, let's close our eyes for a moment of reflection. Have you received a system upgrade in your life through accepting Jesus Christ as your Savior? If you have not yet received this new life in Jesus, I would like to ask you to raise your hand so I can pray for you. If anyone wants to receive this new life, you may put your hand down. And for those who have already accepted Jesus as your Savior, and you may want to express your commitment to God, that you would make an effort to keep updating your life by walking daily with Jesus through studying and meditating on the Bible, through prayer, worship, or by other means. If you want to make this commitment to Christ, you may raise your hand so I may pray for you. Yep. You may put your hands down. Let's pray together. Dear Lord Jesus, we are so thankful that you have come into the world to save us. Not only to save us from eternal death, but also to recreate us as a new creation, having this new life in us, a new heavenly system in us, that we may truly know what is good and what is evil. And Lord Jesus, we thank you for forgiving our sins and for saving us. Lord, we confess that we believe in you and we accept you into our lives. And also we want to make this commitment to follow you and to know you deeper, to know you better. So day by day, we grow spiritually to know better what is good and what is evil. And Lord, help us to stay away from what is evil and help us to do what is good, because that's your purpose of recreating us as a new creation. And we thank you for your grace. And we pray in the name of Jesus Christ, our Lord. Amen.